This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We thought when we heard of Scrotox, men getting Botox in their balls to make them look better.
Yes.
Who would ever do that? And we were wrong. Turns out a lot of guys are getting it done. Scrotox has taken off. In fact, now major plastic surgeons all over the country are offering it as an option. It's a Botox injection right into your scrotal region to smooth things out. It will make them hang more naturally and look fuller and smoother, which is something, again, we thought, who cares?
Guys, be honest.
Yeah, Chuck,
I'm gonna show you my balls.
Did you get it done, dude? Did you Scrotox?
Should I get Scrotox?
Should you get your balls done? Mm. Okay. No, that's not me. Chuck, nope. Negative.
Got my little shorts on.
My little shorts.
He does have his little shorts on.
I can pull them out.
I mean, you should give it a whirl. Try it like once and see how it goes. You don't like it, just don't get it redone.
Don't you think
the wrinkles will come back?
Man, oh, it's an injection into you. I'm sure they numb the area before they give you the injection, but it's still an injection in your ball sack.
Even the one they do to your face looks like it hurts. Whenever I've seen it on TV, they just like take a needle.
Have we ever looked at before and after? Like, is it that much of a difference?
It can't be that much.
Oh, Scrotox before and after has been searched for online.
We might have tried to look it up. They're not even showing it with balls. They're just showing it like an old apple. The Botox to my balls to make them look nicer.
Okay, let's see here. Scrotox. Before and after.
I can't believe it's a real concern.
Yeah, I mean, even at their best, your balls are never going to look
great. They're never going to look great.
For men. Buttocks implants. Scrotoplasty? Is that what they're... Okay, yes.
I think scrotoplasty is that's where they gear it down.
Well, then they actually have to... That's a lift. That's like a real scrotal lift.
I could use one of those.
I mean, that picture looks amazing.
That is crazy. The before and after of a scrotal lift? Holy hell.
It's like a whole new set of nuts.
It's like, you're a young man again.
It's unfortunate about the length of his dong, though.
Yeah, I can't do
that. Well, if you saw mine, you'd be like, Jesus.
There's another one here.
It's expensive.
It's not cheap at all. It's the average treatment costs $700. It lasts 9 months.
Man, you got to keep re-getting it done.
Scrotox?
I thought it was more than that. $700?
Well, that's what they said. The average treatment costs $700. Oh. Okay, there it is. This is Scrotox. Wow, that does pretty much what that operation did.
No, it's the opposite
of it.
They
hang lower now.
They hang lower.
Well yeah, but
it's
allowing
them to droop.
Also, it's like relaxing them.
Yeah, so it's more like a set of truck nuts than it is.
That's exactly what it looks
that's
like.
That's what it is. It's a set of truck nuts.
It's supposed to smooth them out, right? Do you get that from that?
Well, it's probably relaxing the muscles that are inside in your testicles.
This guy's got a huge wiener, too.
Yeah.
I'm more distracted by that than the nuts.
Why did God make a cruel joke by giving us stuff that looks like that, right? Like, what? You kidding me? We got two balls and a dong.
I'll be honest.
Look how horrible that looks.
There's no great-looking donger on anything.
Plastic surgery thing?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, we've all been stricken with a terrible-looking donger.
Oh, it's not good.
Like you said, like attractive.
Right.
At least ours isn't a curly cue.
Exactly. Pigs have the corkscrew.
Oh, yeah. No, ducks do.
Pigs, too.
Yeah, pigs do, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I don't know that the benefits outweigh the...
Here's what they say. It reduces wrinkles. It allows the testicles to hang down further. It makes testicles appear larger. It decreases ball sweat. It relieves testicular pain. It relaxes the muscles. And they say, somehow, it enhances sexual activity.
Because it slaps off the
bits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yours was very aggressive.
The violent slap.
That was
very aggressive.
Okay, relax. I kind of emphasize what they were saying.
It is, though. I mean, it's like, it's not, even at its best, it's still kind of weird looking.
So are we so crazy now as men? I know we're more concerned about our image than ever before, but are we so crazy that this is, obviously, it's stuff guys are doing. We're concerned how our balls look.
Did you see that like man purse that was made to look like a set of testicles?
Yeah, we posted
talked about
that before.
That's amazing. It's a backpack.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's a lifelike.
Amazing. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't understand it.
I don't either, because it's just for the guy. It's not, the woman doesn't care.
No.
Women don't spend enough time down there to care what they look like.
The only thing I could see doing is if you're, every time you sit down, your balls are in the toilet.
Yeah, it's more for the guys.
But if you do that, your balls are going to be in deeper in the toilet.
No, I'm not doing this. I would do the thing where they cut a bunch off and seal it up.
I mean, the only benefit with the Scrotox is the ball sweat reduction.
Ball sweat reduction is great.
Other than that, like, it doesn't look like it's that less wrinkly.
I don't need to make my balls look even bigger than my donger, even more.
There's a guy that got it done. Here, he wrote about it.
It's like two apples and a baby carrot.
It's a fruit salad. Are you kidding? Are you kidding right now? Yeah. Two apples and a baby carrot?
It's also what a horse eats for a snack.
That is...
I'd take it.
That's too much. This guy described them like a couple of smooth, round river rocks swaying in a silk handkerchief now, after he got his Botoxed.
I don't know. I think it's a...
Well, let me play the video, because...
No.
Because we have a computer from 94.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we can't play videos.
Yep. Anyway, something we thought would never take off has taken off for some reason, Scrotox.
Well, the thing is, you can really work on people's, like, vanity.
Yeah.
You know, like if you tell someone enough that their balls are going to look bad.
Really? Are people saying that?
Then they start to worry. Oh, God,
have balls, you ever had a woman, honestly, every guy in this room, have you ever had a woman comment on your balls?
Yes.
You have?
Sure.
Like how they look?
Well, they're...
I mean, I've had complaints about maybe a little too much hair going on. Time to trim up shop, but never be like, your balls are too wrinkly.
No, but I mean, you know, they're attention getters.
Attention getters.
Attention getters. They're lady getters.
They're attention getters. Not always the best.
Not the kind of attention you're looking for.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they take a lot more pictures now of their stuff, they got to have a camera ready.
Maybe that's it, you know, like
yeah,
in the...
It could be.
In the Tinder world, you know, you're trying to pick other guys up, and you just, man, my balls better look great.
You gotta have great looking
and
balls.
I hope
I guess
they're smacking him
these days
the way he wants it.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
One guy, I'm not sure if he had it done. He says it definitely enhances.
Still laughing about James's confession.
I know, right?
Sorry, guys. Sometimes I let it go a little long, you know? I'm busy. I got things to do.
Yeah.
And neglect the balls.
Yeah. I
get it. One guy said it does enhance sexual activity. So I don't know if he got it done, but...
What does that mean?
No, it's like the smack. It's for sure the smack.
The smack, but the smack to me would be more painful for me.
It'd be painful for you, but it's not. It wouldn't be painful for the guy. He likes a little what for smacking his junk around a bit.
I don't know. It seems
it's
very
not straight guys getting this done. I mean, it's just.
Yeah,
I can't imagine it.
Yeah.
Maybe some. I don't know.
Oh man, this woman does want to
want
her guy to get it done because she likes to place them in her.
Mm-hmm.
In her mouth.
Like a lollipop.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
And the hashtag two apples and a baby carrot is taking off.
Two apples and a baby carrot.
James nailed it too. That is what you feed horses.
Yeah. Yeah. Carrot. But hopefully you give him a big carrot.
Big carrot.
Yeah.
Gotta
give him a big carrot.
Give him a big carrot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
We know now that people dress differently at work than they used to. Dress codes have become super casual over the years, and the majority of businesses don't make people dress up anymore. But that doesn't mean that people take advantage of that. There is a survey that found that most people think there are still a lot of people that dress inappropriate for the office. Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it here.
Really?
People that, I mean, we've all seen it.
Hmm.
Sorry, Dave, I wore the short shorts where you saw my nuts by mistake.
It wasn't on purpose. That is a problem, James.
I definitely have seen his nuts.
Yeah, we all have.
Chuck requests those shorts all the time.
No, I helped with a little workout video that he did one time.
He just spit everywhere.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Almost.
Yeah. No, it was.
Forgot about that.
It was graphic. It was a graphic video from where I was standing.
They're like, get on this workout ball. I'm like, okay. Yeah. You sit on this ball?
Yeah, Chuck really saw some stuff that day.
Yeah, you got an eye full, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
That's
two eyes full.
Two eyes full.
And then the kids at the radio and TV school were here filming, and I had to make sure my nuts weren't on their camera.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yep.
They decided to make a different career choice.
Yeah, they went into just website design.
Yep. They switched to the graphic arts program.
Well, speaking of inappropriate, I mean, we'll get into what people say is inappropriate in a second, but so friend, I don't want to get too specific here, went to a specialist, guy who was helping him, like physical therapy stuff. The dude had just finished working out. The guy was helping him and had workout clothes on. But so this dude is lying, I guess, and looked up and he could clearly see testes. And
we mean they're hanging below his shorts?
Kind of like he's sitting like this.
Oh, so like you in a bathing suit.
Wow, Chuck. Well, I'm just saying.
It happened. That right. type of thing. His pant leg was kind of open a bit.
His shorts. And he, like, you know, went to lift his head up and had a horrible view of this guy's.
So he wasn't wearing underwear or something? Or
mustn't be.
Right.
But that's. That's inappropriate clothing for the workplace.
That's inappropriate for sure.
Yeah. Like, step one about appropriate workplace clothing is don't show your testes.
Exactly. James failed that.
He did.
But
he sure did.
We should all know.
It was a mistake. I learned my lesson, though.
Yeah. Don't show your testes at work.
Or I got to wear a more supportive pair of underwear.
Exactly.
Yeah, you absolutely do. You got to keep those boys secure.
I call those the good old days.
When I work out, I have the tight underwear on, just so nothing.
I don't want to know about your underwear. I don't.
I'm just, exactly, right? Yeah. You don't want stuff to flop out around.
Sure.
I try to make your package look amazing, too.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's not my concern.
Smushing a sausage in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Forward thrusting.
The show has never been, we may set a record for the most homoerotic radio show.
Wow.
Yeah, I think so.
Can we get Guinness on the phone and see if they can actually listen to it?
If they give out awards?
If we were known legitimately worldwide as the most homoerotic radio show ever, that's awesome.
Can we just make that claim and let somebody prove it?
Everyone does that all the time.
Put it on the billboards, the next billboard campaign.
Do you know how many people say they're the best?
America's most homoerotic morning show.
I think that's I think that's great marketing.
Yeah.
And it's probably the truth.
Yeah.
I agree. Watching the text lines come through, there's a lot of complaints about how homoerotic we are.
There's a lot of complaints about everything on the text lines.
Yeah, we do.
That's fine.
That's what people love to do, complain. Mm-hmm. So what else besides testicles is inappropriate?
Mm-hmm. I'll never stop.
Ripped jeans.
Leggings. Like some ripped jeans, but I mean, you can't
too much.
Yeah, you can't
show too much.
Be in a Def Leppard video.
Especially, listen, if you're bigger guy, bigger girl, you can show when you sit down in ripped jeans, it just looks like, big thick sausages or something are poking through.
Yeah, you gotta you can have a hole in your knee or something.
You don't want to look like a loaf of bread, but right. Pants on.
Leggings also listed as inappropriate for the casual dress code.
That's all I wear.
I know, Andy, but it is a little awkward sometimes.
I was going to say something to you
when your shirt's not long enough.
Well, I wish you guys wouldn't have got this out on the air. I wish we could have talked about it privately.
Well, I mean, since we're talking, we might as well just get into it.
How about these short shorts?
Yeah. I can see your testes.
Once again, step one, Chuck, don't show your testes.
I'm trying.
Don't show
I'm
your
trying
testes.
Not to.
I love the term testes.
Funny. He selects it, too.
Yeah. Like testes. It's more friendly than testicle.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Testicle
is
very...
It's a friendly vibe.
Yeah.
If it's a friendly vibe.
I don't
want to
say anything, but I can see your testes.
Testicles.
Testicles. I'm sorry, I can see your testicles. I'm not very friendly.
High heels over 3 inches. I don't have a problem with that. You have a problem with that?
Well, I just think that...
That's when they become stripper.
It's an element of, you know, is it too dressy?
Yeah.
You know? I want to know quickly here on the Dave and Chuck lines, has anyone been asked to dress more appropriately at work? What were you wearing when you were asked to dress more appropriately, if you've had that happen to you? Were your balls hanging out? Could we see your nips? 1-855-954-6969, toll free, 1-855-954-6969, or text 46969. I guess my shoes would fall into this kind of... It says open-toed shoes are inappropriate, so my flip-flops definitely
are people.
Workplace.
Yeah, I know, but there are people that think you shouldn't
wear flip-flops,
wear them, right?
Or sandals to
There's
work.
Some people that think you shouldn't wear them ever in life, but
oh, for sure there are.
Sure,
there are flip-flop
eaters. Unless you're at the beach or the pool,
right?
Yeah, I don't know.
I just like no
I've heard
sounds.
That recently.
Yeah,
open-toed shoes they mentioned specifically, so I guess that's ladies' open-toed shoes. They think is inappropriate for the workplace.
Is it because they know? Is it because there's too many pervs?
No, I just think it's because it's more like a sandal. If you're like at a business place, I think that they're talking about like a business, like your business attire.
So, but like a pair of heels that have your toes hanging out.
Yeah, like a sandal.
Yeah, so
like
it's just
tight.
It's too revealing.
Mm.
I don't know. I guess I'd never look at
it's
that, and
casual.
That would be like the breaker.
I think they think it's too casual.
Right.
We're talking about like a business. Like an office or
something.
Yeah, right.
Someone has suggestions here. No tight pants that show camel toe, or guys' underwear is a must with light-colored pants. Oh, you can't free ball in light-colored pants.
Can't even imagine seeing a guy in light-colored pants and just you see his whole wiener. All day at the office.
What an awkward
day. You see Bob's dong? He's got his white pants on.
Of course we did.
I couldn't just tell what's going on down there.
Yeah.
Everybody was freaking out about my see-through shorts. Because you freeball it one day.
But if you have any kind of white pants, especially those like wispy ones, you know, like the ones you got married in? Like where they're like a light, they're like a beach pant.
Right, yeah.
You know, like no guy can wear like a beach.
No, not outside of a beach wedding.
No.
Like a light cloth beach pant.
Yeah.
Bob, I've told you a million times, you can't be wearing your beach pants.
They're my favorite pants.
We can see your testes. It's a very light.
I don't own underwear.
Those aren't even really shorts. It looks as though you've made them.
I did. I found drapes. I found some drapes that were very sheer.
They're very sheer. It's like you made them out of pantyhose.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Kelly's in Boston. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Testies. Good. How are you?
Wondering if you've ever had to pull anyone aside to tell them they need to dress more appropriately.
So I actually work in a courthouse, and we had an intern come in who we found out on the side was a stripper. She wore her stripper heels, like those clear platform high stripper heels.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was great. And then she had purple and orange hair, and the clerk magistrate actually had to pull her aside and tell her to leave.
Can we get a stripper intern?
To leave.
We've already had one.
I don't think you can put the ad out like that.
Yeah.
Dave and Chuck looking for a stripper intern.
Looking for a stripper intern.
Not a loss.
Almost guaranteed.
I'm guessing that's not appropriate either.
Dave's learning things about laws.
Is he?
Well, no, he's not really. I mean, as he goes.
The intern wouldn't get any work done because she'd be too busy giving everybody in the building lap dances.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. What's the male stripper then?
I won't get any work done.
The most homoerotic morning show in America.
James has his money out.
Ian.
Broken. Podcast never posted.
Ian is the one who's been pulled aside and asked to dress more professionally. Really, Ian, what were you wearing?
I was wearing a mesh shirt that was completely see-through.
Oh, no.
What kind of work do you
Ballsy.
Do?
You went right said Fred?
I was doing party rentals. So I would show up to people's houses and just show up in their backyard wearing a mesh shirt, you know, setting up tents and jumpy houses. For children's parties. And it was 90 degrees out, so I was like, I'm wearing this to work. And my boss said, can you come back to the shop and change? Because you were like 300 pounds. You should not be wearing
a big
shirt.
Guy in a mesh shirt.
You can't be wearing your mesh shirt.
No, come
you're
on.
A, you're
we
a pharmacist.
All know.
I mean, I'm guessing it was more like a big fishing net.
There's no guy. I mean, there's no workplace in America where a man can wear a mesh shirt and get away with it unless you're an erotic performer.
In the 80s, you could wear one. I had one and wore it to school all the time as a chubby kid. So
you wore it to school?
Oh, yeah.
A mesh shirt?
Yep.
I had the part mesh. Remember, I had it zipped down and there was mesh.
Yeah,
underneath.
Mine was full on.
I was a kid
on.
In the 80s and I had a mesh shirt that was a half a shirt.
Oh, yeah. So in those ones, you were supposed to wear like something under it and then put the mesh shirt. Oh, and maybe even mine, I should have put a shirt under it, but I never did. I just wore, it was red. Yeah. I had a red, and it wasn't like tiny, like it was loose mesh.
The same shirt as the Predator.
Like it's a loose,
it's a net.
It was like a netting. It looked like netting.
Oh my God.
And it was around the time that the breakdancing movie came out. And for sure, 100%, I would wear that to grade school all the time.
All right.
Mesh shirt.
Let's go to Karen. Hi, Karen. Good morning.
Very chubby.
Good morning.
Hello. Talking about asking someone to dress more appropriately at work when they've come in not wearing what they should wear. But you had something else you wanted to point out, I understand.
Yes, I watch a local news channel, and the weatherman wears a light-colored suit, and he must be packing a punch because, I mean, I'm surprised somebody else hasn't said something about him wearing whatever. I don't know if he has boxers under there or
nothing
at all.
You can see it?
You can see it?
Are you?
You can't see it, but he's got quite the package going on.
I saw this in Chicago. There's a news person in Chicago, and I'm like, I could see his package. But was it around here?
Yes.
In Detroit?
Mm. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Mm.
I wish I could tell you who and what channel, but I'm not allowed to.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yep. No. All right, Karen.
Mm. I don't know who. I don't watch much news around here.
Well, someone knows. People know. I don't watch a lot of like news. I don't get my weather from like a weather guy, you know.
That's who it is.
Hmm.
We've actually had that. Well, I shouldn't give any more away.
I've seen him before, but I haven't noticed that.
I don't know any of the news people. I've never seen any of their penises.
Not yet. So you saw something in Chicago that was like whoa.
Yeah. It was like
a Justin Theroux type of thing. Like you can't even.
If you've got a big dong, though, what are you supposed to do? I mean, you
wear appropriate underwear that keeps it in bay.
Some things show it more than others.
It was wild. I was eating breakfast in a hotel room. I'm like, hold on a minute.
Was it down the side of his leg?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Jeez.
A little bit.
That's crazy.
I mean, I get it. I mean, if I was a weatherman with a big one, oh my God.
Bob, we can't even see the goddamn cold front behind that thing.
That's how I point to them. I'd be like, you'll see that there's a cold front.
We can't even see it, Bob.
It's going from down to up. From down to up.
Bob, is the storm system approaching us? Where is it on the map?
It's coming from the west.
Are you wearing body paint? What are those pants? You can see the vein.
Hey, let's check in with my weather pants.
Oh, no.
There's like clouds I can move around on my weather pants.
I have, I won't say his name.
Okay, let me see this.
But not in the Chicago, the local one. I have it on my screen.
Oh, okay.
I'm from his Instagram page. You see
it?
Let's
see. Here, hold on. Oh, my.
Well, I can't see. I can't really see it.
It's more like just like cockle toe.
Yeah, he, Dave just invented the word.
He's just got a bit of cockle toe.
I mean, I guess you could see it hanging off to the side there.
Yeah.
It's definitely right over there. Yeah.
Yeah, right there you see it when he stepped forward.
Lisa found it immediately and in action.
I'll have to look for the Chicago one, but I don't remember his name.
My girlfriend works with him sometimes. I'll have to talk to her about it. Be like, does it come up at your workplace?
Wow. Well, there you go.
No.
Yeah.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Did this fella?
Married.
Yeah, I'm married.
But.
He's married. Huh.
Well, there you go.
An investigation
into weatherman geniuses.
Dave
doing
horky pig noise.
Yeah, but
I didn't know what to say about it. We were just looking at a local weatherman's dong. What am I supposed to say? We've seen your cockle toe, dude. Just a weird day.
Imagine
I'm in the control room. Like,
camera two, we can see Bob's penis. Can you back off of Bob, please?
They don't because they know it sells.
Penis sells?
Oh, it sells. Lisa was trying to eat her breakfast and couldn't concentrate. She's thought about it this whole time, waiting for it to come out.
I couldn't believe it.
I tell you, I was in Chicago, it was huge. It was the size of the Sears Tower.
Just the size of the Sears Tower. That was a good geography joke.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Landmarks.
Mm. It's not called that anymore.
No, it's not.
No.
Sears can't afford to pay for the name.
Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't know they changed it.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did. It's Willis Tower now?
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Something like that.
I knew you'd know what the Sears Tower was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A few more quick calls here, and we're talking about being told that you're dressed inappropriately at work if we're dressed too casual. Megan.
Hello.
You had a talking to.
Yes, I did. So I used to work at a veterinary hospital. And we were having our big Halloween party, and I was dressed as Athena, one of the goddesses. And I was going through my 20th stage of not wearing underwear, and the head doctor there was swinging for the other team. So she said to me, you feel a nice breeze up there? And they wouldn't let me in the group photo or anything. I had to go home, get some tights, come back to work.
Well, you just had a tiny skirt on?
I had on white dress. It had a slip under it. I thought it wasn't see-through, but apparently it was pretty see-through.
She didn't see your vagina. She just could see you had no panties.
Well, I was in my car at the time, so I think she might have seen a little more than I wanted her to. Maybe she saw whatever she wanted to.
Right.
But I went pretty much the whole day wearing that outfit before they said anything.
Yeah.
Goodness. All right, madam. Well, always wear panties to work, I guess.
It's another great...
You know, you may get sent home. Matt. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's going on?
We're doing okay, man. You had a coworker who was told to go home.
Yeah. I used to work construction, and he used to free ball it all the time. And we used to work on hot days, dude, and it was horrible. Like, we used to be able to smell his balls.
Oh, my God.
Dude, it was bad. I'm telling you. And there was a couple times, like, my boss would ask him, you know, you either have to go home or you need to find something to change into. And I gave him one time a pair of sweatpants to change into on the job site. And that barely even helped, man. Like, his balls smelled so bad. It was horrible. It was horrible.
Yikes. All right.
Yeah.
I don't want to smell another man's balls. A coworker's balls? Come on.
I don't.
Jerry, you're interrupting the construction equipment with your ball smell. Damn, things won't even run. They smell bad. Everybody's left.
You made everybody leave. Go hold the sign.
Yeah.
Make it hold the sign. All
right, you guys, come on. You shouldn't smell anyone's bits. Right? You shouldn't.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
Men's or women's.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is the weatherman that Lisa saw. Yeah, let's see.
Yeah. Now, our wind chill factor about 23, humidity 85%, a north wind at 13 miles an hour. Picking up some snow, are we? Yes, we are. In Princeton, we picked up 9 inches of snow. Bill Ricka had 7, the biggest amount that I could find, almost as big as me. About 9 inches. Bill Ricka, 7.
Jesus
Christ. Oh, my God.
This is the most crazy weather.
I have a new personal hero.
What?
That wasn't the guy. Was this? Where was this?
That's in Boston.
Oh, in Boston.
He said almost as big as me.
Dude, the weather guys are the wild ones, man.
About 9 inches.
Yeah.
That I could find. Almost as big as me. About 9 inches. Bill Ricka, 7. And in Stoneham, we had 6. Peabody, 5.5. And Natick, about 2.5.
That was definitely Natick.
Up about 2.
I would want the other way with that, Joe.
Well, yeah, we know that.
I mean, it's less douchey, though, if you would go with the Natick.
The 5.5.
2.5. 2.5.
2.5.
Then say you're 9.
Yeah. A couple of guys who, a boss asked me to stop wearing tan khakis because it showed off my junk too much. Like someone said, like, you know, those, I guess, tan pants show your balls. Wore bike shorts in once and my bulge was so prominent I was told to go home and change.
Refused.
What are you wearing bike shorts for?
Where do you work?
I would wear
maybe
bike
in a plant?
Shorts.
Maybe you're in a plant, a factory. Maybe, I mean,
I don't know.
Maybe it could fly possibly there, but he
They're
refused.
So hot. It's so hot.
You're a lawyer. You can't wear bike pants to court.
I'll do my best work in my bike
I know
shorts.
You're a great lawyer.
But you know I would have never won that case in 93 without these bike shorts.
You're really upsetting the judges showing them your penis and balls.
I think I'm intimidating them.
Well, I don't know. Some of them don't have underwear on under their robes.
Your Honor.
Oh, my God.
You put it right on the desk They're for them.
With their gavel.
That'll teach you. I'm the judge here.
He refused.
May I approach the bench?
He refused to change his bike shorts, so they sent him home.
He refused?
I respectfully...
I take a stand.
I'm not changing these. This is just how I'm made.
I respectfully refuse your orders.
What, you can't deal with a little bulge?
He was really passionate about those bike shorts.
I biked all the way here. These help me not have chafy balls.
And someone said that an office coworker with big fake boobs was asked to go home when she wore just a string tank top with no bra. Mm.
Why'd you put some silly string on your nipples,
It'd
Karen?
Be hard to get work done. It'd be hard to get work done.
That is inappropriate.
All right, step one, don't show your testes.
Don't show your testes. I love the guy that's like...
Everyone knows who's got 9 inches, by the way, on the text. They're like, that's good old Pete.
Yep. That's Pete. The video's out there. Pete Bouchard, Channel 7.
Yep.
They're like, they know who he is.
They all know who he is.
He's got 9!
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.